We are just coming off President's Day and the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. After the first trial, we heard from comedian Frank DeLima, who wrote an impeachment song. We wondered if there would be a second parody, but Frank said no. He has been busy, however, writing other things, including one song that pokes fun at getting old and dealing with aches and pains that come along with advanced years and the golden age of life. Take a listen to 76 Hormones.
76 hormones give me plenty stress, with 110 aches and pains close at hand. That's followed by lumbago, sciatica, and vertigo, so grab a cane and let's get on with the show. 76 hormones cause my aching back, with 110 prescriptions at the store. So sick of the doctor bills and one boatload of my pills, I like scream, but the troll doctor would give me more.
That was a snippet of one of the latest delightful songs recorded by Frank DeLima. You can download his musical parodies and make a donation to his nonprofit, which has long helped our young students to build character and to encourage them to succeed in school and find their way in life with a smile on their faces. We sat down with DeLima last week and asked him about the inspiration for 76 Hormones.
Well, I was talking to my friend, David Alisman, and he was, you know, he's been having backaches and operations for his shoulder and for all kinds of stuff for a long time. And so I said, well, David, aches and pains come with all of us, but I really am not envying you with all that you have. And I said, then is your birthday coming up? And he said, oh, yeah, I'm going to make 76. And I started singing, 76 hormones give me plenty stress. And he just cracked up laughing for almost 5 minutes. He and I both started. I said, well, that's a good song. And so he sent me a couple of lines to continue. And then that meant he wanted me to finish the rest. I didn't know it was that long, the song. But I got enough aches and pains to be able to do it.
Okay. You could relate.
So, yeah, I can relate. You know, from the head to the toe. Oh, my goodness, when you get older. So that's the inspiration of that song, and that's it. What else? I'm writing songs for the kids, updating songs. So what I do is I listen to the radio stations that they listen to, and then I pick out the songs that I think, well, that are very popular, like number one or number two on the hit parade. If the song fits, you know, the melody, the beat, and there's a word in the song, the title word, that I would be able to change and to put in something where I can teach a lesson, then that's how I do it. That's the parodies I do. For example, I'm just doing a song. The song is entitled Dance Monkey.
But yes.
What I did is I changed the words to talk about careers. So that one I just finished, and that's what I'm doing. I'm doing virtual with all the public schools, and I'm doing a few in-person at the churches, like St. Anne's, and then Our Lady of Good Counsel is scheduled, St. Elizabeth's, Holy Family, Sacred Heart. So I have all those that I'll be doing in their churches.
Okay, so
it's social distance is really good.
It's been a mix of in-person and remotely.
Virtuals, yeah. And the virtuals, I didn't know how it was going to come across, but what the best thing to do was to just have them turn their mics off because of the delay, and I just performed as if I was performing in front of a camera. And that's it. No audience was there. And it worked out really good that way, because otherwise it's distractions. And so it's working out pretty good. The schools seem to like it so far. I did St. Michael's, and then I'll do mid-pack. I'm going to do a recording. So and it goes on and on all the way till the end of March. So that's what I'm doing for the schools. I'm updating my songs. And let's see, what else? Oh, as far as show business is concerned, well, there's nothing.
Sadly.
Almost a year, no work. But, you know, I just do songs anyway, and I send them to the radio station. You know, Mike Perry plays my songs, and Wayne Harada does it on his Facebook, and John Berger writes it in the newspaper. So, you know, I just to keep myself out there and to help people to relax. And, you know, even in these tough times, I feel so empty, you know, without doing Christmas and Mother's Day, Father's
yes.
Day, and all the special events. Waikiki, well, I haven't worked in Waikiki for 15 years already. It's been a long time, and the showrooms have been closed, and now so COVID really made it tough for the entertainers. But we'll see. I'm going to be 72, so you know I'm being proactive to see how I can still, you know, survive.
Right, and you're too young for the vaccine just yet.
Yeah, I'm too young for the vaccine, so I do my social distancing. I do my exercise. I walk around the mall, but people know that you're not supposed to come up to people and talk to them.
Right.
So we have a pretty good social distancing at the mall. Everybody's paying attention. They all wear their masks. It's amazing how people are really following what the guidance of the lieutenant governor. You know, it's really great. I see it in the mall, Kala Mall. I see it at Ala Moana, which is outdoors, so it's not as bad, but they still follow to the T, the social distancing and the masks. And, you know, they don't approach people. They don't come up close to people. And in the restaurants, of course, they have the plexiglass in a lot of the restaurants and, of course, empty tables. So, you know, it's like you're going out and you're by yourself.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I have to say, I did go walking at the Honolulu Zoo, and you have a namesake there.
Yes, I do. The lemurs.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be a Madagascar lemur. That's what I really want to be. So I did that song. I remember when that came out. Oh, my goodness. Did you find the Madagascar lemurs? And did you see my namesake?
Yes.
Also Mel Cabang.
Yes.
Yeah, they named it Frank and Mel.
So at least
so
you're keeping
that was fun.
At least you're keeping busy doing things.
The songs. Yeah, just writing every day. I try to come up with new stuff, and it takes, you know, and then I watch, you know, TV, my favorite programs, and then of course virtual school visits are now on. That's going to take at least, you know, a couple hours a day for me. And then my walking is about an hour, and maybe get to a shopping or whatever. So I'd say my day is pretty much full now. It's about, you know, 6 hours of exercise and school visits, virtuals, or going to the schools and writing songs. And, the only thing I miss is going in front of an audience and doing my comedy routines. But I'm sure by the end of the year that will come back.
Yeah, someday soon. So we just got to get you vaccinated and
get all my audience is all being vaccinated already. It's supposed to be 60 and up to 75, but I don't know when that's going to happen. I think maybe March.
Yeah,
maybe.
We have to wait our turn. We have to wait our turn. So what other songs are you working on if it's not a second impeachment song?
Yeah, once is enough for me on that song. The material has been used. And so, no more impeachment songs. But I am doing, like I said, for the schools. Mm-hmm. And I did do a song about masks a while ago. I'm not sure if people heard it. But that was about the social distancing and everything. Mask maker, make me a mask. Make me look fine, that's all I ask. Mask maker. It's the new look. Please make me a perfect mask.
All right. Well, we certainly thank you for spending some time with us. And keep on writing, keep on singing, keep on making a smile.
Okay, I will.
Mask maker, make me a mask. Make me look fine, that's all I ask. Mask maker, it's the new look. Please make me a perfect mask. Mask maker, what get for sale? Show me in Zoom, all in detail. Make me a style that helps me breathe clear and doesn't pull off my ear. Get colors, black, white, or aqua, magenta, purple, orange, or green for me. Well, give me whatever as long as it helps stop COVID-19. Mask maker, make me a mask. If you don't mind, please make it fast. Day after day, I'm stuck.